Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Amit Susanna has become the first Israeli woman to speak publicly about what she endured from a sexual assault point of view during her 55 days in captivity following the Hamas attack on October the 7th. We're looking now at the number of testimonies coming out from the hostages and the extent to which Amit's testimony is encouraging other women to speak out. Joining us on the line now, just to take a look at this issue, we have Oret Solitzino, who's the Executive Director of the Association of Rape Crisis Centers in Israel. Oret, good afternoon to you, and thank you for taking the time to join us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon.
Indeed, Oret, and thank you so much for joining us. A harrowing account there indeed by Amit Susanna and what she had to endure in 55 days of captivity. Your take on that, what do you make of Amit's testimony?
First of all, I must say that she's a hero. The fact that she's able to share with all of the world what happened to her is not something which... It's not something, it's very hard, it's not easy.
Indeed.
And she understands that her testimony is very important because many people in the world still do not believe that Hamas is so brutal and so sadistic. Mm-hmm. And it's very important that the world should know, and she dares to speak up, and it's not easy at all.
Indeed. Oret, how would you say is the response to Amit's testimony? What are you seeing? Are you seeing at least an acceptance of, as you've just mentioned now, there was so much doubt as to what happened on October the 7th because of Amit's testimony? Are you seeing at least some acknowledgement of what happened on that day?
Well, I think it's too early to answer your question. In Israel, and I'm sure many places in the world that cover the story write about her testimony, but you saw yourself the response of the Hamas and what they said. And they said to the New York Times that it did not happen, and in other circumstances they should interrogate her. And this is, of course, totally absurd. The truth is the most strongest thing, and the fact that a woman dares to speak like that.
Indeed. All right. So your involvement with the Association of Rape Crisis Centers in Israel, based on Amit's testimony, to what extent will this testimony now encourage others to come forward?
Excuse me, but please ask me again.
Oh, sorry, Oret. We seem to be having a problem with our line. Okay, so considering Amit's testimony, which has just come out, to what extent do you think this testimony will encourage others to now come forward?
I think it's this is very relative. The ability of a woman to talk about these kind of things, it really depends about your resilience, how much support you have from your family, how do you feel inside? Some people will feel ashamed forever, but I think it is important because we see in sexual violence, it's always one woman that paves the way to others. We see that in the Me Too worldwide revolution, if you can call it, and you see it other cases. So I think it's very important. We know in Israel that the other women who were in captivity were sexually assaulted, and we also know in Israel that the women living among us, and they don't dare to say anything about what happened to them in the Nova party and in the kibbutzim. These women are still under the radar. Their trauma is horrible, a horrible trauma. Some of them suffered from gang rape. And this is something it's very, very hard to digest. So it really depends, and I think it helps, but still it's very, very, very personal.
Indeed. So Orit, okay, so in your dealings with the other victims, you have given an overview as to, you know, what one can, you know, endure, what one has to contend with. So what has been your specific observance with other victims from October the 7th?
Okay, this kind of question, we do not give specific answers. So, the only thing I can tell you is that we know that the trauma these survivors have suffered from is a multi-layered trauma. It's not the only sexual violence. Mm. It's saying that one of your friends or relatives beheaded or killed beside you. You see maybe your child killed. You see your house burned and you don't have where to live. You see your whole community displaced. So many horrific things that a human being has to understand. One cannot deal with everything in the same time. So it's very, very hard. The atrocities were horrific. And it's only time that they will help, but we also don't know, you know, each person is really different. But this is really very, very horrible. And I think many people should understand that in Israel, our people suffered from sadistic atrocities. Mm. And this is something that humanity cannot contain.
Indeed, Orit. Orit, we've just about run out of time. Thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive, just to give us your thoughts and your outline as to regarding Amit Susana's testimony, regarding that horrific testimony, rather, yes, that she's just given regarding her 55 days in captivity under Hamas. Orit Seletsenu, Executive Director of the Association of Rape Crisis Centers in Israel.